Well, an FBI agent in the U.S. has shot a Chechen man fatally while he was being questioned about last month's Boston Marathon blasts. The victim has been identified as 27-year-old Ibrahim Todashev of Orlando. Local media reports say the victim was killed as an FBI agent encountered him while conducting his official duties in Florida. Todashev was apparently being questioned on Tuesday in connection with the marathon blasts. Reports say he was cooperative during the interrogation process. A friend of the victim says Todashev knew one of the Boston bombing suspects, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, as they both did martial arts. Tamerlan was killed during a manhunt days after twin blasts killed three people and wounded over 260 others in Boston on April the 15th. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Joe Eisbaker, who is with Stop FBI Repression, who is joining us now on the line from Chicago. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you react to this entire story of Todashev? Certainly, there are many, many questions that remain unanswered here.
Well, the first lesson that you know, we've discussed this already in the committee to stop FBI repression, and the first lesson that we see is, don't talk to the FBI. It will lead to no good, and now we see you can even end up dead. We have a lot of experience with this. There are 23 anti-war activists. We've all been subpoenaed to a grand jury investigating us allegedly for supplying material support to a foreign terrorist organization, which is all lies. But the FBI raided my home 2.5 years ago, and I can tell you that we heeded this advice. The FBI knocks, don't talk to them. Tell them to speak to your lawyer. If you do not have a lawyer, contact the National Lawyers Guild and get representation. The outcome of this is horrible. Of course, I don't know exactly what happened, but all the stories that are coming out from the FBI seem implausible. Why would they have weapons if they were there for, to interview this man? It's a terrible tragedy, and it just reinforces our basic position. Don't talk to the FBI.
So then, in a sense, are you describing a situation in which the FBI has completely shot itself in the foot?
Well, I think certainly that this incident will cause an alarm among the Muslim population in this country. You know, we have known this now for years, that there is a war, not on terror, there's a war on Muslims taking place in this country. My wife and I, when we were raided by the FBI, they made it clear that it was because of our support for the Palestinians. That was perhaps the first reason that they were investigating us. In that sense, the case against us is an extension of the war on Muslims. But the FBI has, you know, tried to portray themselves as an organization that wants to work with the Arab and Muslim populations, and my guess is that this incident, you put it quite well, shot themselves in the foot. It will go a long way towards convincing those communities, do not trust them, do not talk with them. If they come to your home, tell them to speak to your lawyer. You do not have to talk to them.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now, but of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Joe Eisbaker speaking to us live from Chicago.